Yo.
Oh, you guys both joined at the same time. Are you guys hanging out without me? What?
I didn't.
My volume wasn't turned up enough, so all I heard from Mike was, are y'all? I'm a little annoyed. I was playing TFT and I was doing a comp, and then three different assholes were holding the same champion I needed, so there weren't any cards in the pool, those motherfuckers. Other than that, I'm pretty good. No. I've dabbled with the TFT game and not come back to League before. I trust myself. The reason I don't play League anymore is I will never be as good as I used to be, and I'm too competitive to ping it back up. That's why. No. I've made it to Diamond before. I know I will not be Diamond. I when I tried playing it like 3 or 4 years ago, my problem was I knew what I should be doing. My muscles were unable to do it at the speed I wanted. And it's really hard understanding the game at a macro level, but performing at a poorer micro level. So then I get teammates who are garbage, who are really genuine human garbage, but they're on par with my micro, not my macro. So it's a pain in the ass. So then I have to play jungler, and then when I play jungler, everyone fucking hates you no matter what. So yeah. Yeah, because I can win as a jungler. I understand the macro enough. Hey, I like the touch up. Now, I understand the micro, but no, the macro. I used to be able to play like mid and then absolutely steamroll, regardless of what my teammates did. But now I have to be more jungler because that's more of a macro role. And then, you know. Yeah. It's not good for my mental health. I also can't tell if I was so angry because I played League when I was going through puberty. But I know it's a mixture of both. Like, I know the game is anger-inducing, and then I was also the most angry I ever would be in my entire life. And I was like, you piece of fucking. I was so mad. I was so mad. And then I was like, it's a game. Why am I getting so angry? And then I'm like, well, it's because I'm playing with effing idiots. I wish I could go to their houses and give them dumb hats, all right? But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. And then if they're better than you, yeah. And then if they're better than you're like, you suck. Yo. No. You're unfamiliar with my game, Mike. I'm talking shit even if they're killing me. Like, I'm always gonna be talking shit in that game, and that is why I can't play. Oh yeah. It's personal attacks. I'm making fun of their champion choices. I'm making assumptions on their life based off that. I make assumptions about their qualities outside of the game. I can't play this game. It brings out an evil side of me. So Noah, this is how I made trials in Destiny. I was able to complete trials when it was hard because I'm an extremely competitive person. And I strategically now try to not get into games where I could do that. I'm better at PvE games now because I just don't want to get the rage. So. And it got better when you go higher up in the ranks because then on average people are more consistent. And then most of the hate talk is just all person. It's all personal. Well, sometimes they might like just be having a good game. And I know this because before matches I used to also do this in Destiny, but I would like look them up, like their match history. So sometimes if they are just having a one-off good game, I'm like, it's okay. You're gonna suck after this game. I know how bad you do it. I start like saying their stats. Like it is. And sometimes it works. Sometimes being this rude, you can get into their mental, and then they're just like, it's so funny because it's a team game. Sometimes, like, you've peaked when you're like not doing well on your team, but some person on the other team keeps going out of their way to kill you. Like they will throw their own game to just tunnel vision over you because you've made them so mad. That's how you know you've peaked. Only in League. And I started getting a little bit in Destiny, and then I left. Not no. It's inside of me. I have to choose not to do it, which is why I do different games. Or what I like to do in League is when I play jungler, I look for the person that's doing the worst that day, and then I camp them. So I know they're already fragile mental. So then I just keep killing them, and they're worth 0 gold at this point. But I know that if I break them mentally, their team's never going to be able to recover because it's 5v4. So no matter what, I'm going to win because that person's going to have a worse day than me. Oh no. How do you think I made it to, I made it to Diamond One. I made it to Diamond One. That was like a fraction of a percentage of players because you have to be evil. You have to be evil in that game. No, because I want. No, because what happens is when someone's doing bad, they usually start talking shit in their chats, right? So then they're talking shit to their teammates. They're making their teammates upset. They might then pull over one of their junglers to help them out. I'm already fed killing this dude. So then I kill that jungler, and then the jungler's like, "Fuck you, I'm never coming back up over there." So then you just keep, and no matter if one dude's carrying, everyone else on my team's doing better because of that, you know? So, yeah, so this is why when Josh asked me if I'm ever going to pick up League again, the answer is no. As you can see, I just can't go down that again. No, I do like who I become, which is the bigger problem, which is why I can't re-tap into it. It is so much fun, guys. It is so much fun. Yeah, no, like, legitimately, my joy is, like, when that person's doing bad, and I know they're thinking in my head, next game, it'll be fine, and then I make their day worse. And then that person hopefully will log off after that, and I win. That's what I like. Oh, that's the point of League. The point of League is not to win, it's to make the other team hate themselves. Yeah, so I can't play that game anymore. No, it wasn't. There wasn't enough micro stuff. Like, I couldn't do like attack canceling and things like that when I played it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so other than that, Teamfight Tactics is a great game. It's also a game from the same company, but it's not toxic. It's an auto chess, which is basically just Yu-Gi-Oh. You buy cards, you build champions, you build a team, there's traits. No, like, people don't even talk. Yeah. Yeah, they're in toxic lobbies. I feel like when we've played PvP with Josh, Mike, and I, you guys aren't that aggressive. I feel like when we hear noises, we're like, should we go? I don't know if we should go. Should we go? Maybe. And then we get like three teams. Yeah. But it's good that I feel like at least you, Mike, you're a little bit more passive sometimes on those, which is good, because then I don't get down that green goblin rabbit hole, which is good. I will say, though, in Arc Raiders, I've only had one. I was only kind of toxic that I remember once, and that was when I walked by someone, and I was like, hey, friendly. And I, like, shot down a hornet that was shooting him. It was kind of bad. Then I walked past him, and then he started shooting me, and then I turned around and downed him, and then I just started berating him on mic. I'm like, how'd that go, idiot? Do you feel good now? Do you feel like a winner, big boy? Yeah, but I was kind of really mean. It's fine. Yeah. Other than that, I like to think I'm a good person, as long as I'm not playing League. Yeah. On a side note, Tanner and Noah, if you guys do want a different game to play, we found a game that's fun. Yes. It's a And what's also fun is there's a good amount of story that none of it makes sense. Like, first of all, let me rephrase. There's a good amount of story, and none of the story makes sense. Yeah, they just assume you know Warhammer, and then they're just talking about people and fights and planets, and you're like, I don't understand this. It don't make them nicer. I just bought it. Yes. Start of the game, they have to have like a prison break, and then mine's like, "Welcome to basic. You're such a great guy." Then even in a later mission, like they reference some lady, and they're like, "Wow, she's so mean." I'm like, "Really? She's been pretty nice to me." And I got the DLC because I become a space cop with a dog. So I was like, hell yeah, I get a dog. And then they just like skipped all the breakments. No, it'll kill it too. It'll kill it too. So, I have a dog. I named him Nacho. He's really aggressive, and like he'll jump into the where the areas sp they spawn that you can't go into, and he's like, "Going in," and I'm like, "Holy shit, Nacho." It's great. Yeah. We also learned, so the whole theme is that you're like prisoner grunts. So the NPCs that are narrating the mission will just insult us, be like, "You're going slow, you're idiots, blah blah." But then we played with like a higher level person once, and we were going quicker, and they're like, "The speed's adequate." And we're like, "Oh, actually insulting us as people, not our characters." Yeah. Also, Josh's character's really mean. He's a German That's really mean. It just insults people. Okay, I didn't realize he was Japanese, but I made him with very bushy eyebrows. And, okay, Josh's characters. Josh's character is also so old and is always falling asleep while we're transporting it to missions. Yeah. Name three books, Josh. What's funny is this kind of reminds me of, I had this high school physics teacher that he did a PhD in quantum mechanics at Harvard, but he was only in my school for 1 year, and but anyway, he would randomly just say things and like drop advanced physics terms, and we'd all be like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, right." And then other times he'd be like, "So why'd you guys do bad on this word problem?" And then we're like, "We don't know how to solve for this." And he's like, "Did you guys know that cheetahs are faster than dogs?" And we're like, "We got that part. We just didn't know how to solve the other things." And he would just, and they'd always make slight digs. He'd be like, "Oh yeah, this problem is hard." "Well, for you guys." People were like, "How do you even like make the tests, like figure out how to put in 60 minutes?" And he'd be like, "Well, I just do it, and then I just multiply how long it took me by six, then I get your guys' times." Yeah, and then I think someone asked him once, like, "Why are you here?" And then he's like, "Sometimes you have to do things for love." And then, like, the next year, he got like an associate professor's degree at no position at like WPI. But it's like so funny because like it turns out his wife wanted to be where my town was for, so then he like got a high school teaching job. So overqualified. He was also like really ripped and really smart, and his name was Dr. Holmes. I kid you not. This felt like a really shitty character from a book.
Very funny. Speaking of which, no, go. You can leave. Damn it, I was just gonna shit talk you.
I know that one. A good thing this can't get recorded by Craig. Would I? When I took ASL, my teacher was also deaf. So he was trying, like, there was a couple of times when he'd be trying to explain a word, and he didn't know how to explain it because he couldn't talk. But one person's like, is this L? And then, like, for the letter L, and then he's just like, mm-mm. And he's, like, trying to convey to us, do not do that symbol. And we're like, why? And then he's like, And then just that. Like, oh! Yeah, but come on! Yeah. But he had to signal lesbian, and he did get all the point across, which was very funny. This is the one for lesbian, and to show us Josh, he's like, no, don't do that. That means... Yeah. I was the only guy in that entire class of like 20 people. Mm-hmm. We got 2 days for the party.
Okay.
Well, I assume that the those other spies could probably do that better than us. Or we could go ask those people if they know, if they think they could do it. Don't really want to put it out on the. What if we get a guy to forge it that's going to this thing? I mean, I think the pilgrimage is the. It's about fire and bringing the city to the other city that they're trying to swap it with. Gonna talk to the twins. Bap, 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 bap. Well, I have a solution. You pray to the host. The host will protect you. There's an answer. And I pull out the book or the scripture for the host, and you can just read it here. They weren't real followers. He wasn't devout enough. Is there anyone in iconoclasm that'd be good at that? Can we? I can. Well, you know what? I'll mythic it. It seems probably somewhat important. If I'm trained, is it plus 8? 22. Still embarrassing. Hey, let me take a look at your wounds. The guy that was imprisoned, yeah. How old are you? Just remembering if trying to see if you remembered. And how old is your sister? Okay. Where were you guys born? Were you born here? To be fair, I asked him if he was evil, and he said he wasn't, so. It's fine. So what's you guys gonna try to slip into this pilgrimage as well? Is sorry, out of game. Did we talk about the town again? Is it the town that's near the sea trees? We should definitely go and not just tell the Inquisition, right? Yeah. It would be really funny to see them all show up, though. Maybe we should arrange for some letter to be sent to them after the fact so they can go raid it, like, when we're leaving. Kind of messed up. I can't join. I haven't. Those don't count. They count for you guys, you're heathens. No offense.
All right, well. It's a good idea.
So, I assume Grayson's aware of this invite. And he had those clothes made, right?
So,
yeah. How do you think he fit clothes? Really fucked up.
Now, okay, but let's assume it is Grayson. He probably knew of the invite. That's where he made the clothes. And I feel like Grayson's the type of guy that even if his place got raided, he still might show up there. Or, now I'm thinking this out loud. Being said, which he totally knows we did because we gave it to the cops, which he has an in. Oh, wait. No, but also, if Grayson knew that diary was there and now knows the Inquisitors took over his place, do you think he'd call off the pilgrimage thinking the Inquisitors are going to show up? You don't think he's going to try to send word to let the co-conspirators know that it's going to get raided by the Inquisitors? Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe. Interesting. Should we just go show up to Grayson's house? Okay. A little bit. Do any of you know how to disguise me to not look like a bear? How about like rolls of change shape? Is that a thing? I love this plan. Let's do it. Let's try that. Can you get me a cool collar? I'll pretend to be someone's pet bear. Black. I always wanted to try to be a black bear. I'll also buy some non-descript medium armor, so I'm not just like wearing the Arctos armor. We are 25% of our group is a child. So it's not crazy to assume that there might be another child there.
I'll take a loan from the Iconoclasm for the medium armor. In the meantime, Arctos would like to hang out at his local church. And I'm going to slowly try to like get the crowd to like Arctos. Okay, wait, so quick question. Who runs a local church? Did they buy it? Are they put there by some iridescent like greater convox? How does that work? Diocese. So yeah, can I try that? I assume the people are of the faith of the host. Great. 21. Is this, are there any other churches nearby? Or is there room for a second church here? Is there another path that I can just keep going and keep becoming popular and then become the head, like outrank him in the church in this one? How does that work? Okay. So I can't. So Arctos doesn't have time to do one sermon a week. I would like. Okay, I don't know if there's like one mate, like if there's like a Sunday mass that Arctos would like to try to take over. Other masses that has the backup priest. And then this long term just have access to the church. Because he's Arctos. Because he's cool and he's a cleric. But he's a cleric. I don't know. I don't know the whole priesthood duties in this world. All right, all right. What if I start my own? Can I get a backup priest? Can I start a new church? And then we slowly take it over because they start liking Arctos better. I like that idea. Yeah, let's do that. I'll try to become a friend of him. What's Josh, once you said there's a divinity machine in the church, I was like, we need access to this thing. We need access to this divinity engine. We need a miracle. Yeah. Nope, just try to become a guest preacher and that's it. Yeah. 21. Shall we die me and then we get out? Iconoclasm can let me borrow a piece of armor, right? Yeah. Did Benny, did you borrow a half plate before, Benny? Breastplate, okay. I will go buy a half plate from a Smiler since that's heavy armor. What's Anzi's outfit for this thing? Yeah, it's a little glitchy. Yeah. Very cool.
I don't like reading that much. I'm a polar bear. I love water. I love water. Yeah. That's if it's a level 4 DC. We don't know if it was level 4 DC. Yeah. Should I get a robe? Should I get a robe? Dose. What should I say? Hey, look, these guys are supposed to be evil. I mean, if they show up and they think that I'm this famous guy, they're just going to think I'm a famous evil guy now. I mean, Grayson's going to show up. They're not going to be like, oh, no, Grayson's here. I'll be behind Johnny. How long is that 8 miles in time? Eh. Yeah, I can roll one. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my spells out on BTL. That's better than mine. Sounds good. What's gas made out of in this world? Is it dead dinosaurs? Okay.
Whoa. We're gonna get closer. Yeah.
Great. What? I'll go in with Anzu. Twenty-one.
What was, you know, I say the pump and I say how much I expect the tank to cost. Yeah. Do that. I'm celibate. Appreciate it, though. All right. Does he? What raiment does he have? Cool, cool, cool. Can I seek motive to see if he's, that's actually what he's doing? Oh, does Anzu also, what do you see? Oh, all right. How long is that going to take?
Oh.
So there's multiple people. Anzu, do you want to kill this cashier or do you want me to?
This dude's gonna die. He's trying to trap us. He's gonna die. I can leave. Uh-oh. That's the scariest thing. Do you want to kill him or do I do? You can leave.
So it feels like a
And I will start. Yeah.
So I'll start to come out. Or do you want me to roll first? All right. Mindbird might be killing the cashier first. Not sure. Given that I was telling you I was praying, can I roll a religious? Oh, sorry. It was the. Can we just retcon that? I think it's pretty, standard. How did I roll a 30? Oh, I thought I rolled a 3. Oh, okay. I was just like, what? Cool.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Sorry. So the one, so all of them are currently behind the mirror, right? Okay. That's two of my actions. I'll make a strike.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Love to see that. Yes. And he's on fire. It's not a Benny hit, but it's good. Fantastic. Yes. All right.
And he's a little scared of this black bear.
All right.
Poo. This is with Matt. All right.
Oh, that's worse.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Leo. That's nothing left. I ate the potatoes, Leo. You can't have any. They heard his screams.
What are we gonna do with this other car, guys?
Hey, Leo.
Cool. I'm going to cast. Give me one second. I have a dog stepping on my legs. All right. Yeah. Bailey is on a work trip, so he's extra clingy. All right. I will cast Benediction. So that will give me and Benny Boy some health. I will then step, and then I'll strike this gentleman. Sorry. Cool. Great. And that is my turn. Yes.
Why does it say plus four for the breastplate, but doesn't mention at all the benediction? That's kind of fucked up. Yeah, but neither did the breastplate. Yeah, but he also could have missed by five. He might as well have. Might as well have, you know? I like how our two spellcasters like practice like demonic mind games. They're like, let's fuck with people, let's break their souls. That's true. Yeah, buddy.
delicious.
It's the banner. The banner does it.
Blackbird.
Give a hero point. I don't know if you want to use it or not. I don't know. Yeah, it was just more for fun. Kobe.
Yes. Yes. Fucking suck it.
My bad. He doesn't want to surrender. Not going well for his people. No, that's fair. That's true.
Just give it to crit. As he's Arctos feels no pity for this treacherous slime of a man, so he will attack him.
Strike.
Thirteen points of damage. We'll strike again.
Yes.
That's fine. I will might as well strike again.
All right.
That is my turn.
That's my turn. Except I hit.
I'll heal you when I get the chance, Bunny.
Yeah.
Drums of War.
Because he's critted.
No double strike?
Oh. Ooh.
Chucky. He has to be like Chucky.
Kill thief, kill. Kidding.
Is that a... Tanner, is this a prereq for your Pathfinder characters? Because I feel like Rodic had a lot of things that pushed people back. Do you like shoving your foes? Yeah. Good thing that costs an action to decide. Was that 20? Is that why? Okay, so I can't raise it. All right. Damage. Oof. It showed it earlier, too. It's very inclusive. Yeah, I'm just going to hold some time out for my friends to get over here. So I'll just strike. No, oh, that misses. I'm going to step. Yeah. 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 I figured. Then I will. This is a battle medicine. That's a 15, so it's a success. I forget. What do I roll for that? Oh, I did the treat disease instead of the treat wounds. Can I just re-roll it and hope it's a success? Okay. 2d8. I think battle medicine, do I add anything to it? Or is that only for plus 2? Oh, no. No, I do not. All right. Yeah, okay. That's my turn. Well, we got the cashier. Yeah. Yeah.
non-lethally kill him, kid.
And benediction. Well, it says benediction there, so, you know. What do you mean not used to it? Is that just for flair or is that a real thing? Oh, it's a lethal weapon. I forgot.
Yeah, fill it up. So, were there tracks of other bodies being dragged to this van? Is that what it looks like? Or... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm investigating the area.
Don't want to go tie up the cashier.
They got big. Oh, he's the cat herpes.
Oh, I thought it was the feline HIV. No, that's much better. Yeah. Same with feline HIV. They can't give it to humans. I did match with a girl on the apps when I first moved to New York, and she had a cat, and I was like, oh, it's great. And she's like, yeah, but it's a rescue. It has feline AIDS. And I was just like, nope, not interacting with you. I will not risk my cat. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Leo, stop. Well, here's the thing. He was trying to slow us down, so he definitely was in on it. Leo, stop. Wait, Josh, before he rolls, I'm just going to make a counter argument. He should get a +2 circumstance bonus because in his head he goes, these people are so fucking crazy, they're going to try to kill me and they didn't even know I have a gun.
Yeah.
Kill him. Kill him.
I say kill him anyway. No faces.
They won't. Yeah.
I don't want to be Inquisitor anymore.
Neat.
Killed them first, I'm guessing. You guys should sense motives, because they were going to shoot first, weren't they? I had a 20 for investigating the area a while back when he asked. So in total, how many plasma guns? Because there's a rail gun, and then what else? And what are these to hit? Are these dex to hit? Oh, yeah, we're grabbing all the guns. But, after I'm done searching, I'm going to chat with the cashier. Because I was searching while they were doing that. I want to ask the cashier, where after people get robbed and their car's stolen, how do they get back home? All right. They were going to shoot first. And you were in on it. You were just... All right, well, don't point a gun at someone. What? You guys didn't need to rob us. Kind of feels like you are. What? Does he have a wallet? I take the ID. And I read it out loud in his address to him, and then I put it away. black Air Force One energy Arctos. Yeah. Let's wake him up now. Let's wake him up. Can I search the bodies? Yeah. Can I search the bodies?
I got a crit search for 30.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I got a 30 to search their bodies. Crit. No, I rolled a 20. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it.
Does that sound like the run gunners or whatever they're called? God, he's the theater kid. I got an 18, so. Huh. Interesting. And let's wake up the last guy. Hey, also, wait, sorry, before we wake him up, does this gas station sell like gas containers? Canisters? Yeah. Let's fill up the fucking trunk. Let's fill up the fucking trunk with gas. Yeah. Yeah, so let's fill this up. And we got a portable hole in the back seat, in the trunk.
Yeah. You know what's really upsetting? We should have got a tow hitch so we could drag our stolen cars. Oh, these are all people who tried to fuck with us. They tried to fuck us. Do you want to? Does your car want to go back there? All right, let's wake up this last guy.
By the will of the host.
Keep in mind, while Benny talks, it's really like, it's more calls, drink of my foes, and...
Wait, he said anything. What is your most embarrassing secret?
You don't actually have to tell us something, Josh, but
good. Break his wool first.
Yeah. This is Black Air Force Arctos. Arctos. No, it's just Tos. Okay.
Not our fault. The boss got eviscerated. What's a lark? Larg? Where? Where'd you buy him? Where in Halia? He's lying to us.
What's this? And I hold up the coin. What's this? And I hold up the coin.
Oh.
So how much is this car worth?
Does he have a wallet?
Pull out his wallet.
Do you have any roommates? Do you have any alive roommates? What you got back home? You got a nice radio? I think we could leave him. I look at the guy, and then I flip a coin. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to flip it and look at him and go, All right, I'm done with these guys.
To be fair, I didn't kill.
All right, well, I'm done.
I resonate. Does he resonate? I feel hella guilty if he resonated right there. All right.
I don't really know.
Are there corn nuts? Are there corn nuts? What about jerky? Is there some jerky? I'm going to get some corn nuts and some jerky. I'm going to take, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna take a good amount of snacks. No, I'm gonna take all of them and then leave a gold piece and go, we're not criminals. Yeah, yeah. And then let's go. All right. I feel like the gasoline was penance, but taking the snacks, that's just too far. That's overstepping. We passed the guy running. Okay. Let's go run him over. I'm kidding.
Typically holds about 5.3 gallons. Ha ha.
I'm gonna. Can I try patching us up on the inside of the car? Cool. So, all right. Can we assume I am able to patch us up with medicine checks? Can we also assume I got at least one crit at a 15 DC? Because then I get a mythic point back. Can I just roll to see that? All right. That's fair. Yeah. All right, I got Mythic on the first one, so can we just...
I will make a religion check.
This isn't about the host, I assume.
Yersh. 25 for my religion. And
sorry, just to clarify, if it's about the host and I get a success, I get a critical success. And if it's a failure, I just get a success instead. Yeah. Yeah. I pull up my breastplate a little bit, and I look down, and I summon my three dots. Can I see them? Do they still work? All right, I unsummon them and put my breastplate back.
I wonder if there's some illegal raiment over here.
All right. I swap my armor
pull out my hood from my poncho.
I'm ready to go out. I remember this, there's like this Reddit post being like, help me, I don't know how to DM this group. One of them got attacked by in 5e, it's like the pterodactyl race of people. And then one of their party members got killed, so when they came across the pterodactyl people again, the group got like really vindictive. And they like kidnapped one and then got it addicted to this like... this mayo jar that they had, and then they force-fed it magic crack. And everyone's like, I think you just have evil friends. No.
No. You can't point a gun at someone and then get not be the aggressor.
Yeah.
So.
So, quick question on the spell Crisis of Faith. It's. Yeah. But it says you assault the creature's faith, riddling the creature with doubt and mental turmoil that deals 66 mental damage, or 68 mental damage if you can cast divine spells. What does that or mean? Does that. Oh, I was dyslexic that. I was like, that's 60. I was like, that's the same number. I don't get what they're both mental in the same. But one's eights. Yeah, it bumps it eights. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, very rude. Nope. Thank you. Dope. Cool. And are there members of the Red Mantis or Praying Mantis Leg Strikes in this campaign? Bone Flint? Okay, that's fair. Ooh, I could get underlings. I could get hordes of underlings. I could get a horde of underlings. Yeah, this will be fun. All right. I have to go. He knows it's 11.
Yeah.
Here's. How's the stream deck? Did you use it?
Nope.
You should press the kill Benny button next time so you get the robot Arctos. Adiós.